7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, of course that is not the correct time. It never is. You shouldn't expect it to be because you already know that it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. And I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome to another wonderful show. What am I doing today? Well, I'm doing the things I always do, which is one, drink tea. So let's pour some lovely tea here. And the other thing I'm doing today is fighting my computer. Well, I'm not fighting my quote computer, end quote, so much as I am fighting my internet connection. While I drink tea. Oh, that's good tea. Such deliciousness. Oh yeah. You might be wondering, hey, Tobe, what are you drinking? What tea are you drinking today? Well, I'm drinking that Yinding Chaguan Yin once again. It's so good, and I overstuffed my tea filter to perfection. So I'm drinking this at least all day again today. Kind of looking forward to it. Kind of excited. Kind of looking at my computer here, my quote computer, end quote. And oh my god, why doesn't any of this stuff work? I don't know. Okay, so what am I gonna do? I have got no connectivity, which means we've got no show. Can't play any music, can't do anything, so I don't know, maybe we should, what was I doing? Yeah, here's what we need to do. We need to turn on this radio. Yay. We need to put it here, and then we need to get this device over here, and we need to extend the antenna. It's extremely hard to do one-handed. Now, we listen to the radio. Okay, we get signal. Where is it, though? Oh, well, it's just broadbanding all over all these frequencies, isn't it? Wow. Okay. Good to know. But that's a little bit crazy. I guess we can turn the radio off now. Because that's mighty annoying to listen to. Alright, so that was fun. What are we going to do for another 25 minutes? Well, I guess we can stand here and look at the blinking lights on all of the modems and routers. That's always fun. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how am I getting a phone call? How is this possible when all this crap is down? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, let's just go outside and do some cool Outdoor stuff. Well, yeah, I would like to do that myself, but the weather is coming. It is not currently raining, but the wind is blowing like crazy, and it's going to start raining very, very soon. So let's mess with the people who are on the phone and push a couple buttons. Oh, I do get some weird satisfaction out of that. Oh, if you were only here to see what I was actually doing. Oh my God, if you saw the phone I had, you'd laugh. You would laugh. You would say, "Tobe, why do you need that phone?" And I would say, "Well, because I got a landline. I got a landline, and I'm not so stupid as to pay $150 for phone service per month." "Oh, Tobe, nobody would do that. You would just be stupid to do that." "Really? What's that cell phone in your pocket costing you? What's that smartphone with the apps? You got some apps?" "Yeah, you got some apps." Good tea. So, yeah. Not having much of a show today. Hope you're enjoying it. I imagine I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, "Tobe, well, why don't you just plug in some synthesizers and do synthesizer show or whatever?" And yeah, I'd like to do that, except all that stuff is packed up in cases, still sitting here. So yeah, that's not going to happen. Otherwise, unless you want to wait, I guess I could. I don't feel like expending the energy because I'm still sick from yesterday. But, you know, yeah. You could sit here and listen to me set stuff up. How much time do we have? Yeah, it could happen. I could just start unpacking all this crap and setting it up, and right as the show would end, I could say, "Okay, it's all set up. Thanks for listening. Bye." So we're not doing that. Instead, I think I'm going to sit here. And the first thing we need to do is there Champions League? We need to check to make sure there's no Champions League or anything on today. So let's look at the sports channels. Oh, no, we got my football news on today. We got to check 76 and 79. I mean, no, 99. What do we have on 76? We have Trey Milagros and then Fuego en la Sangre. Great, so we got three miracles and then fire in the blood, but no football. Okay, I don't think we... Oh, hi, guess who just arrived? It's the furry person who lives here. Hi, furry person. What do you want to do, furry person? You want to look for some football to watch on TV with me? No, there is none, is there? No, but we've got some American football that I don't even begin to care about. What do you think, Pippa? What do you think? We've been wasting a lot of time today already doing all this computer crap. And now we gotta do this stupid pseudo radio show. My leg kinda hurts today. Why is this happening? Why is this happening, Pippa? Nobody knows. Oh my God, are we missing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Oh no, guess what, dinkets? We're gonna miss the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Pippa is unconcerned. Well, let's see what's going on in football news.
Well, we got to know him very well, and we had a great relationship, as he did with all the other players as well. And he certainly made his presence felt by, you know, talking to players quietly, speaking to them. Graham Souness was the manager.
So it's all bad news, just like all news always is. Walter Smith has died. He couldn't have been that old.
They made a good partnership, a great partnership.
Anyway, yeah, he was the manager for Rangers and Everton and other football teams. James McFadden was a regular during those years. Oh, okay, so Pippa, what are we doing? Okay, Pippa is now wondering why we're not doing kitty business, so come on. Come on, I gotta get the kitty pit ready. Yep, yeah, and she's already... We gotta wait for it to be assembled before you can get in. Okay. The kitty is now in the kitty pit. Oh, and this is not good for my hip, but nobody cares. Alright, so I guess... I need to drink some more tea. Is that my whole problem today? Yeah, it might be. I gotta figure out what to do about all the goddamn trees in my backyard. Or is it too late? Well, it's too late for three of them. And I don't even know anybody with a chainsaw. So, what I was thinking is maybe I could get a hatchet. You know, I can't get an axe because I can't swing an axe. I shouldn't be swinging a hatchet either, but the thing with a hatchet is at least I could get a few strokes in. So I'm thinking, maybe I'll get a hatchet. I wonder if my dad has a hatchet. Do I know anybody with a hatchet? Of course I don't. Oh, here's the news about the... come on, Wendy's. We gotta.
Eventually departed for 56 after an excellent catch in the deep by Rabada. Chris Gayle only made 12 before being caught behind.
Oh, come on, Chris. See, that's the problem with Chris Gayle. He's either gonna bat for 160 or he's only gonna bat for about 14. So, yeah, the T20 World Cup is going on, and I should be paying much more attention to it than I have been. But it's only because I can't watch the games live or anything.
In reply, South Africa started confidently before a brilliant catch from Shimron Hedmeyer dismissed Reza Hendricks.
You gotta be kidding me. Oh, I'm afraid to find out the results of this.
The committee... West Indies failed to make any more inroads as South Africa inflicted a second straight loss on the defending T20 World Champions.
No!
Aidan Makram hitting the winning runs.
Yeah. Right, so the committee will remember that Wendy's is my T20 team. And yeah, they lost again. Oh, it looks like New Zealand and Pakistan is going on right now. And New Zealand was, 134 for 8. Pakistan's going to crush them. They're in the first over, and they're 5 for 0. Oh, my God. Oh, it's not going to be a good day for sports, Bengans.
You think it's going to be a good day for sports, Pippa?
Pippa says no. She does not think it's going to be a good day for sports. What am I going to do today? Well, I guess I could go to the grocery store. That might be something to do. But I'm not going to have time to do it, am I? Not before lunch, because even though I got up 3 hours before lunchtime, I had to waste hours working on the computer. Still not done. And so then there's all that dubious goals committee crap that I have to do. And then by the time that's over, school's out. And so you can't drive anywhere because all the roads are blocked.
I'm looking at the clock, doing some math in local time. Yeah, I can't leave my house for 8 hours.
8 hours. So what am I going to do for those 8 hours? Well, it's not super hot out, and it's going to rain soon, but it hasn't started raining yet. Ugh, cat fur in my face. So, what can I... Here's another way I could work on the trees. I do have a cordless drill, except it's not actually a drill. It's a cordless screwdriver, so it turns really, really slow. So, you know, if you need to drill a hole, it takes about 10 minutes,
but it actually works, as opposed to my old drill, which didn't turn at all. Don't ask. And so what I'm thinking I could do is I could go out there with the cordless drill, I mean screwdriver, with a drill bit in it, and I could start drilling holes in the trees. Yeah. The funny thing is I think I've got drill bits that are long enough, but it's going to take 30 or 40 minutes just to drill a hole in the tree, and I'm going to need to drill, you know, dozens of holes to actually cut the tree down, which is going to take hours. But, you know, it's one of those things where if I go out and I spend an hour on it a day, which isn't going to make me so goddamn sick, I'm going to be in the hospital. Yeah, so that's not a good idea. Not going to work. And that's why I'm thinking hatchet. If I go out there and do 3 or 4, maybe 5 good chops with a hatchet, I don't know. I've also thought about burning them down. I just can't figure out a good way to do it. Again, a good way to do it would be to get out the drill, drill holes in it, fill the holes up with potassium nitrate and water, let it dry. Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing really we can do to kill this time, this last 13 minutes. Let's put my shoes on. Let's start heading outside. Oh, look at my garage. Full of a bunch of crap. Yay. All right, open the garage door. Get the garage door opener out of my car so we can get back in. And what do we got? We got wind. I thought the wind died down for a minute. I guess I was wrong. Oh, we got some branches in my yard. Why isn't my garage door closed? There we go. Nothing's working today. Nothing's working. Well, so we got a guy working on the house across the street. Looks like he's doing some landscaping. Oh, looks like I got some tree branches in my yard and on my roof. Oh, all the tree problems that I have. Isn't it fun? Why do I have hair in my face? Oh yeah, it's windy. So, I'm walking up the street. Why am I walking up my street? Oh, I don't know. Got nothing better to do. Got nowhere to go. Just basically got nothing. I should go to the store today. I got no food. Well, I could get some tacos or something. Huh. Should I go buy some tacos today? I kind of don't feel like it. I went and had some tacos the other day, 2 days ago. Here's part of the story I didn't tell you. Remember when I was really excited like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, to go eat at the Rustic Inn in Fort Calhoun? Well, I didn't get to do that. I was very disappointed. But the day after that, I got done doing Dubious Goals Committee and I said, I'm pretty hungry, what should I eat? And for some reason, I decided to go get some tacos. And I actually went to the taqueria and I ate there. It was great. Okay, now I'm walking by a lawn that has this black plastic sheeting set up around their yard. It looks like construction is going to happen or something, but no. This is just some kind of Halloween decoration. Yeah. I don't understand it either. But then again, I don't have to. This is a mistake. This is a mistake. I should not be out walking around. This is not a good idea. Hey, why am I still going uphill then? I don't know. Why am I still walking? I don't know. I'm in front of a certain house. A certain house that likes to have police standoffs. There's no police here today. And isn't that fun? Yeah, sure, it's just absolutely a riot. Now I really am turning around. Because, oh, this is getting difficult. And now I'm starting to think that walking back downhill is even worse than walking uphill. Okay, so what's happening in my neighborhood? Not much. The sun was out for a few seconds, but now it's overcast again. It's strange because I don't hear any dogs barking. You know, I gotta listen to dogs bark all night. Where the hell are all the dogs? Now, I know these people have a few dogs. There's a lot of dog toys in the backyard. There's no dogs out. Oh, wait, here's a dog. We got a guy just coming around the bend down the street, walking his dog. Does he have a real dog? No. He's got one of those little weasel dogs. Is it a dog or is it a weasel? You can't tell. Okay, we got big wind now, and I'm not walking. Okay, this isn't fun anymore. I'm starting to have an unusual thought. And you might be wondering what that thought is. Well, I'm thinking I'm not going to make it through this entire show. I've got nothing to do. I got nothing working. And yeah, I'm not even working. My having some difficulty walking here. But at least I'm back in front of my house, so if I collapse, I can just, I don't know, crawl back in here. Oh, there's my cat looking out the window. Yeah, no, I'm gonna make it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Into the garage we go. And we'll put the garage door opener back in my car. And that clipped, but I don't care. I do not care. I'm back in my house. All right, thanks for listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I can no longer give a crap. Hi, Pippa. So, stay tuned for more absolutely terrible programming on Anon Radio. Boy, you thought this show was crap? Wait till you hear the next one.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
WWV. All the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life. We'll be back with the time on WWV in just a minute. But first, here's another minute. WWV, all the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life.